Kiergaard has it. Now he fakes, runs to the far side, trying to break a tackle. And this time brought down just shy of the 10. They'll mark him down at the 12. It's a gain of about 6.
Yeah, just a really good patient run there, seeing the kickout block and then going upfield instead to the sidelines.
Oh, we had a flag down. It's going to be a penalty on Ottoman. It was all the way on the far side of the field. And they're moving them back 10, so it's going to be a huge holding call on the Wheelers. So take off the 6-yard gain. It'll move them out of the Hoist Distributing red zone as well. Your Precision Planting and Channel Seat dealer in Ottoman. Give Chad a call today, 712-304-0487. First down and long now. First down and 18. Kiergaard, near side, he's brought down. And it's Hoyt who comes in there. Chance Hoyt, their leading tackler. They have over 100 tackles for a loss. And there's another one. And Kiergaard is brought down after a loss of about 5.
So what their linebackers are doing, Chris, is wherever that pulling guard is, that's the hole they go to. I don't think they have a assigned gap when they have that blitz called. They're going wherever that is, use your speed, and follow that guard to get the guy in the backfield.
Second down and 23 for Ottoman. They're way out of the Hoist Distributing red zone. And Kiergaard will go back to pass. He had trouble handling the snap, and he throws it low, incomplete to Casper Bauer. He was just trying to hit him a little in the flat on the far side, but he had trouble handling the snap, which was a little low. And it's third down and long for Ottoman.
Yeah, Hoyt did a good job for our Iowa Valley there at the linebacker position. Instead of the blitz, he had Casper Bauer man-to-man. It was probably a good thing that ball was thrown low.
Clock stops with 8:45 to go in the first quarter. Iowa Valley leads 6-0 on the C-Pro scoreboard. Third down, Kiergaard, and he is dropped at the line of scrimmage. And once again, it was Hoyt who got into the backfield and tripped him up, and he lost a yard. And it's fourth down and long, and Ottoman may have to punt for the third time this year. Or do they go for it? But I don't know what you call on fourth down and 24. Hayden Larson has been the punter, but right now Ottoman is lining up as if they're going to go for it. Kiergaard is the lone setback. Back to pass. He's going deep. He's got a man.
Touchdown.
Christian Jim for the touchdown on fourth and 24. Ottoman scores, and they have tied it at 6.
You live by man-to-man, and you get burnt man-to-man, and that's what happens. When they went wide on both sides. They didn't go trips or anything. They just had people way out on both sides on the sidelines. So you have corner man-to-man. You don't have a free safety because he's up in the middle. So you're one-on-one, and that's just a great job using the wind, getting it in the air.
And what a gutsy call by Sean Burks on fourth down and 24. He goes for it against man-to-man coverage, like you say, John, and Christensen wide open, and Kiergaard hit him on a perfect pass. And it helped with the wind at his back as well. He wouldn't have been able to make that pass, I don't think.
No,
and now
not against
go
the
for
wind.
Two. As always, Ottoman goes for two every time. Kiergaard will run it, breaks a tackle, hit near the pylon and driven back. Did he get in?
Yep.
He did. He got in barely, but he got in. 8:06 to go in the first quarter. Ottoman takes the lead on the C-Pro scoreboard. They lead 8-6. Back after this here on KSOM.
High school football on KSOM.
So for the third time this year, Ottoman will punt it. And Kriegel is back deep for Iowa Valley. Hayden Larson will have to kick against the wind. Well, he gets a great kick on the near side. Against the wind, it's not bad. They're going to mark it down at the 11-yard line.
Oh, he's walking back.
Oh, he's still walking. And they're not going to be at the 11. It's not going to be at the 20.
Larson's kick goes out of bounds.
It's at the 22-yard line.
10 from their own 23-yard line.
Yep, 23-yard line. So it turned out to be only of about a 17-yard boot. But Iowa Valley gets the ball back here at the start of the second quarter.
And now they have the win.
Exactly. Amundo, partner. But it's Ottoman with the lead. 14-6 on the C-Pro scoreboard here at the start of the second quarter. Kriegel empty backfield. He runs to the far side looking for room. He's got none. He's able to fall forward. Got about a yard, but Ottoman kind of strung that one out. And looks like it's Carter Obermeyer got over there to help stop on the tackle.
Yeah, they're overloading on the wide side of the field almost every play, and that time they're running to it. The only play that they have going to the weak side is having that reverse with the split back come across.
Crago right now, 8 carries for 16 yards. Second down and 9 for Iowa Valley at their own 24-yard line. Kriegel empty backfield, 2 in the wing on the near side. Kriegel looks up the middle, got by Sorensen, hit hard by Casper Bauer, and then Kiergaard finishes him off. He is pounded at about the 30-yard line. It's a gain of 6.
Yeah, there wasn't. That was Kriegel just a carry. Straight dive play. No Broke waiting for a pulling guard. That is 2 lead Sorensen. Backers going right and hitting it fast, and now they have a 3rd and short.
Third down and 2 for Iowa Valley. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Brocker Kearns & Kearns. Trusted insurance since 1894. Cass Health, neighbors caring for neighbors. Anita Supply Center, your home enhancement store. We're here to help. Third and 2 for Iowa Valley at their own 31-yard line. Kriegel, empty backfield. 2 in the tight end slot on the far side. Kriegel looks over the defense. They pack him in the box. Kriegel up the middle. He's got the better equipment. First down, down to the 36. Again, a 4.
Yeah, overload again, and then that's just power football. And
Kriegel on the carry.
You know, you're just trying to outnumber. And Ottoman has to respect what they've done effectively so far. Their best plays have been going, you know, against that flow or away from that power set.
First down and 10 for the Tigers at their own 36-yard line. 10, about 10 minutes to go in the second quarter. Ottoman leads on the C-Pro scoreboard 14-6. Kriegel first down and 10. He'll run it again. Looks up the middle, breaks a tackle, runs into his own guy, and then brought down in Ottoman territory, the 30-yard line by Obermeyer. Nowatzki was back there as well, but Obermeyer pretty much saved the touchdown, and it's a big better equipment. First down, run of 14.
Yeah, that time they got double on that really good defensive line for the Wheelers and got to that second level, and that's when you have an athlete like that, that usually means a good play.
First down and 10 for the Tigers, right to left on your radio dial. They have it at the Wheeler 30. Kriegel again, the lone setback. Double wing on the far side. Kriegel slaps his hand, hands it off. Smith on the near side. Hit and falls forward. He got about 4 yards. Looked like Nowatzki hit him first. Actually, that was...
Yeah, it was Nowatzki.
That was the other Hoyt.
Yeah, that was the other Hoyt, but Nowatzki does a great job coming up. So when they overload and what they're doing, like I said, center and just guard on one side, the defensive end is actually between center and guard. And that's why Nowinski's tackle there is so key, because he's basically playing a defensive end, but he's 6 feet, 6 yards off.
Mason Hoyt with a gain of 3. It's second down and 7. Greg will talk to Mason Hoyt now. He lines up in the slot of the far side, and he's got a back behind him on the near side. Fake it to Mason. Runs, and he's right!
Oh, Larson.
Hayden Larson brings him down, and it's a big loss.
So they wanted to do the option. That's what they wanted to do, and Larson was there so fast he couldn't even pitch the ball.
No.